Welcome to the GCSE Religious Studies Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor for today, and in this episode, we're diving deep into one of the most morally charged topics on the OCR specification, capital punishment. Whether you're revising for your mock or the real thing, stick with me for the next 10 minutes and you'll walk away with the knowledge, the quotes, and the exam technique to absolutely nail this topic. Let's start with why this topic matters. Capital punishment, the death penalty, sits at the very heart of some of the biggest questions in ethics. Does the state have the right to take a human life? Can justice ever require death? And crucially for your exam, how do different religious and non-religious traditions answer those questions? OCR examiners love this topic because it forces you to think, not just recall. So let's build that thinking together. Section 1, the core concepts, what you absolutely must know. First, let's define our terms. Capital punishment means the legal execution of a person as punishment for a crime. In the UK, it was abolished for murder in 1965 and completely abolished in 1998. But it remains legal in over 50 countries, including the United States, China, and Saudi Arabia. That context matters. Examiners credit candidates who show awareness that this is a live, real-world debate. Now, the key tension in this topic is between two big ideas, retributive justice and the sanctity of life. Retributive justice is the idea that punishment should be proportional to the crime, that wrongdoers deserve to suffer in proportion to the harm they caused. The classic expression of this is the Latin phrase lex talionis, meaning the law of retaliation. You'll know it from the Bible as an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. This comes from Exodus chapter 21, verse 24. Supporters of capital punishment often cite this as a divine mandate, that God himself established proportional justice in the Old Testament law. The sanctity of life, on the other hand, is the belief that all human life is sacred and God-given, and therefore should not be taken by human hands. This principle underpins much of the opposition to capital punishment across religious traditions. Genesis 1 verse 27 tells us that humans are made in the image of God, the Imago Dei, and this gives every person an inherent, inalienable dignity that cannot be forfeited even by committing terrible crimes. Now here's where it gets really interesting for your exam. These two principles are both rooted in religious tradition, yet they pull in opposite directions. That tension is exactly what examiners want you to explore. Let's look at the aims of punishment, because you need to be able to distinguish between them clearly. There are five main aims: retribution, deterrence, protection, reformation, and vindication. Retribution means giving the offender what they deserve. Punishment as a moral response to wrongdoing. Deterrence means using punishment to discourage others from committing the same crime. Supporters of capital punishment argue it deters potential murderers. However, critics, including humanists, point to evidence that countries with the death penalty do not consistently have lower murder rates. That's a powerful counterargument worth using. Protection means keeping society safe by permanently removing a dangerous individual. Capital punishment achieves this absolutely, but so does a whole life prison sentence, which is why this argument alone doesn't clinch the case for execution. Reformation means giving the offender the chance to change, to be rehabilitated, and to make amends. This is perhaps the strongest argument against capital punishment from a Christian perspective. If someone is executed, they lose all opportunity for redemption. And for Christians, redemption is central to their faith. Vindication means upholding the law and affirming that certain actions are simply unacceptable in a civilized society. Section 2. Religious views, the detail that earns you marks. Here's the most important thing I can tell you about this topic. Do not generalize. Examiners specifically penalize candidates who write "Christians believe" as if Christianity speaks with one voice. It doesn't. Let me walk you through the spectrum. Conservative evangelical Christians tend to support capital punishment. They read the Bible literally and point to Old Testament law as divinely authorized. Exodus 21 verse 24, eye for an eye, is their key text. They also cite Romans 13 verse 4, where Paul writes that the governing authority does not bear the sword in vain and is God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. For conservative evangelicals, the state has a God-given mandate to execute justice, and that can include the death penalty for the most heinous crimes. Roman Catholics take a very different position. The Catholic Catechism, paragraph 2267, was updated in 2018 to state that capital punishment is inadmissible, that's a very strong word, because it attacks the dignity of the person. Pope Francis has called it contrary to the gospel. Catholics emphasize the sanctity of life from conception to natural death, and they believe in the possibility of redemption for every person. The parable of the prodigal son from Luke 15 is relevant here. It illustrates God's unconditional willingness to forgive and restore even the most wayward individual.
Quakers represent the most absolute opposition. Quakers are pacifists. They reject all forms of violence, including state-sanctioned killing. They ground this in Matthew 5, verses 38 to 39, where Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said, 'An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.' But I say to you, do not resist the one who is evil. But if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also." For Quakers, Jesus explicitly overturned the Lex Talionis principle. They also emphasize restorative justice, repairing harm and restoring relationships rather than exacting revenge.
Now, the non-religious perspective. Humanists approach ethics through reason and evidence rather than scripture. They make several powerful arguments against capital punishment. First, the human rights argument. Article 3 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights states that everyone has the right to life. Executing a person violates this fundamental right. Second, the miscarriage of justice argument. Since 1973, over 190 people on death row in the United States have been exonerated, found innocent after conviction. Capital punishment is irreversible.
If you execute an innocent person, you cannot undo that.
Third, the evidence argument. Humanists point to research suggesting the death penalty does not effectively deter crime. If it doesn't work as a deterrent, the utilitarian calculus, weighing up the greatest good for the greatest number, does not support it.
A utilitarian analysis is worth including in high-level answers. Jeremy Bentham's principle of utility asks, does capital punishment produce the greatest happiness for the greatest number? If it doesn't deter crime, if it risks executing innocence, and if it brutalizes society, then the utilitarian answer is no, it should be abolished.
Section 3, exam tips and common mistakes.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost. Tip 1. Always distinguish between Christian denominations. Write conservative evangelical Christians or Roman Catholics or Quakers, never just Christians. The mark scheme explicitly rewards this distinction.
Tip 2. Interpret your scriptures, don't just quote them.
Examiners call this hermeneutics, the art of interpretation. Don't just write, Exodus 21 verse 24 says eye for an eye. Explain what it means. Is it a command for revenge, or is it actually a limit on excessive punishment, preventing someone from taking a life in response to a minor injury? That interpretive nuance is what separates level 3 from level 4 answers.
Tip 3. For 15-mark discuss questions, you must evaluate, not just list. Don't write, some people think this, other people think that.
Instead, argue, the risk of miscarriage of justice is a more compelling argument against capital punishment than the retributive case for it because that evaluative language is what earns the top marks.
Tip 4. Always include a non-religious perspective. The OCR mark scheme for 15-mark questions specifically requires it. A humanist or utilitarian argument, properly explained, will push your answer into the highest level.
Tip 5. Use the SOA method, source of authority. Every paragraph should be anchored to a specific text, teaching, or ethical theory. Exodus 21, verse 24. Matthew 5, verses 38 to 39. Catechism, 2267. Romans 13, verse 4. Universal Declaration of Human Rights, Article 3. These are your sources of authority. Use them.
Common mistake 1, describing methods of execution. I cannot stress this enough. Do not write about lethal injection, hanging, or electric chairs. The question is about the ethics of capital punishment, not its mechanics. Candidates who describe methods are wasting precious time and earning 0 marks for that content.
Common mistake 2. Failing to reach a conclusion in 15-mark questions. Your conclusion must logically follow from your evaluation. Don't just say, there are arguments on both sides. Say which side you find more convincing and why. Examiners award marks for a justified conclusion.
Common mistake 3. Confusing, do not murder, the sixth commandment, with a blanket ban on all killing. The Hebrew word used is ratzak, which refers specifically to unlawful killing or murder. The Old Testament itself prescribes capital punishment for certain crimes, so it clearly doesn't interpret the commandment as prohibiting all taking of life.
Knowing this distinction shows real depth of understanding. Section 4. Quick fire, recall, quiz.
Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then press play to hear the key points.
Question 1. What is the Latin term for an eye for an eye justice, and where does it appear in the Bible? Pause now. The answer is Lex Talionis from Exodus 21, verse 24.
Question 2. Which Christian denomination updated its catechism in 2018 to declare capital punishment inadmissible? Pause now. Roman Catholics, Catechism, paragraph 2267.
Question 3. Name two arguments a humanist would make against capital punishment. Pause now.
Any two of: violation of human rights, risk of miscarriage of justice, lack of evidence for deterrence, irreversibility of the punishment.
Question 4. What does reformation mean as an aim of punishment, and why does it argue against capital punishment? Pause now.
Reformation means rehabilitating the offender so they can change and re-enter society. Capital punishment prevents this entirely. The offender has no chance to reform or seek redemption.
Question 5. What scripture does Jesus use in Matthew 5, verses 38 to 39 to challenge retributive justice? Pause now.
Jesus references an eye for an eye, the Lex Talionis from Exodus, and then overturns it by saying, turn the other cheek, advocating non-retaliation.
Section 5, summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Capital punishment sits at the crossroads of justice, human dignity, and religious ethics. The core tension is between retributive justice, the idea that the punishment must fit the crime, and the sanctity of life, the belief that no human authority should take a God-given life.
Conservative evangelicals support it, citing Exodus 21, verse 24, and Romans 13, verse 4. Roman Catholics oppose it, citing Catechism 2267 and the Imago Dei. Quakers oppose it absolutely, citing Matthew 5, verses 38 to 39, and restorative justice. Humanists oppose it on grounds of human rights, the risk of executing innocence, and lack of evidence for deterrence. In your exam, remember, distinguish denominations, interpret, don't just quote, evaluate, don't just list, include a non-religious perspective, and always reach a justified conclusion. You've got this. Good luck, and keep revising.